All right. Olivia, do the intro. I don't want it. Perfect. Like,
I can't. No.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Capes and Scowls. It's an episode.
Yeah, it is.
Involving, we're going to talk about wrestling today.
Wrestles.
I don't know if we number those.
2019. WrestleManias is this.
WrestleMania weekend.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We named it.
What a weird name.
That's what it's called. So, however, before we talk about WrestleMania, I think at this moment in time that we're recording, the NXT TakeOver New York lineup matches have been released.
And they look better than WrestleMania.
And they look pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So,
if you are not surprised by that, please leave a like on this.
So, Cliff, where are we going to start? Give me a starting point for this NXT TakeOver New York, even though it's in New Jersey.
As of recording right now, the Tag Team Championship match has not been decided. It's the War Raiders versus whoever beats...
whoever wins the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Which, right now, it's down to Alistair and...
Alistair Ricochet versus...
Is it Ciampa and Gargano? No.
No.
The new... The Forgotten Sons.
Forgotten Sons.
That's I like the Forgotten Sons. They were forgotten once.
I forgot about them.
Yeah. So, I guess for that, I don't see Ricochet and Alistair, like, winning the belts since they're...
Yeah, there's no way.
...on the main card now.
Right.
Like, prominently.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's pretty easy for the War Raiders to hold on to the belts.
I think that's the way they should go. The War Raiders are great. Why do anything else with them but have them dominate for a while? You have to build up more teams.
Right.
And they've just started, really, building up more teams and putting more people together. The Forgotten Sons would be great, but I don't see them... I guess they could cheat to win over Ricochet and Alistair, but I don't see that happening. I think you want your better people on the card, your high-profile people, and just getting Ricochet to do some flippy-doos is already a win. And you want him on your WrestleMania weekend. Yeah, I'm going to go War Raiders all the way on this. Livia, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll say War Raiders, too.
So I guess we'll move on to a match that I don't really know a lot about,
Okay. Which
is the UK title.
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne versus Walter. All I know is Walter has ridiculous
slaps
and chops.
Yeah.
And,
I saw...
That's what I know.
Yeah,
no, Walt... I saw one comment is like, there goes Pete Dunne's chest.
Mm-hmm.
There goes Walter's fingers.
Yeah. Walt, I asked Joe if he wanted to be on this episode. He wasn't able to make it, unfortunately, because he knows everything ever indie wrestling, and it would have been great. But Walter is like the top indie guy that they've recently acquired, and he's just a big lummox of a man. And Pete Dunne is like my favorite wrestler. I love Pete Dunne so much. I have to pick Pete Dunne in this match, but I wouldn't be upset if Walter beat him. But that match should be great. Everything Pete Dunne does is gold. Everything he touches is gold.
So do you think if Pete Dunne loses, he ends up on like NXT over here? Or on the main roster?
I don't think they'd want to lose him. I don't know.
If they treat the UK NXT like the regular NXT, they might. They might want Pete Dunne on the main roster. I don't see them moving him over to our NXT. He already wrestled on our NXT like a bunch before there was its own brand. I think they'd rather just put him on the main roster because he's that good.
Yeah.
But what do you get lost there?
Everyone gets lost there. So yes.
He really has like
Triple H loves him.
Different style than everyone else. So
he's great.
Like, I don't know if that translates well to like a bigger audience.
Right.
Or what they would do with that since they don't know what to do with anyone else that's moved up.
I really feel Triple H loves Pete Dunne, so that's why I'm, like, excited, because I like Pete Dunne, so it's like, I feel like he's the next Seth Rollins down the line. Mm-hmm. I think he's the one they're going to strap a rocket to. I really think so. Whether that starts now or not, I couldn't say. So if he loses, I think he'll get called up. I know there's a superstar shakeup being talked about after Mania. He's perfect for that. So if he does lose, even if he doesn't lose, call him up. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah. So, Olivia, who are you taking?
I I think it's going to be a great match either way, but I'll say Walter wins.
Nice. I mean, that would get him over, and Dunn's had that belt forever.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go with Walter, too, since they just signed him.
Okay.
And, you know, that, like, really puts, like, yeah, this guy's a big deal. We already know Pete Dunne's a big deal.
That's
he doesn't
true.
Need the belt to stay a big deal.
That's true.
So I think it cements Walter as everyone knows that he's a big deal outside of where he is currently.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, like, hammer it home, then put the belt on him.
Right. Well, maybe. Either way, we're going to win, so that could be the match of the night.
That is sort of, like, the nice thing about most of the NXT cards.
It doesn't matter.
I'm never upset with, like, who wins or loses. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, I want this person to win. But it's like, well, they're all great.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really, like, as, like, a fan, like, I'm just happy to see good wrestling.
That's true. Like, is there anybody on the, a quick aside, is there anybody on the NXT roster that you just hate?
I hate Matt Riddle.
Okay, yeah. Matt Riddle does get on my nerves a little bit. But I get the gimmick. I get it.
I get it. And they need to make him heel. I don't know why the crowd loves him.
Bro, I don't know either.
I hate him.
Yeah.
He just frustrates me.
I think the crowd likes, a portion of the crowd especially likes him because he's such a wacky personality.
Yeah.
He's, you know, all about marijuana, even though they, I just love that when they sign him, he's like, I don't want to stop smoking marijuana. They're like,
okay.
But we'll give you a lot of money. He's like, you have to give me X dollars for me to stop. And they're like, you got it. I was like, wow.
Yeah, well, that's why he got kicked out of the UFC.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I guess since we're talking about him, we'll move to that match next.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's him versus Dream for the North American title.
I hope that's a good match, but Matt Riddle could easily ruin that.
Yeah.
I think he's still pretty green. I mean, Dream is awesome.
Dream is awesome.
But he's not, like, as refined as some of the other people. I think he gets made to look a lot better than he is when he's in matches with Cole, Gargano, Ciampa. Like,
yeah.
You can't look bad when you're in a match with them because
sure.
they can just
yeah, they definitely
turn it up to like 30 or 40.
Elevated him, yeah.
But he is really good.
Right.
He takes a lot of risks.
I think he's due for a call-up as well. I don't know. Do you think they gave him this title to keep him down and make him stay relevant
I think
in NXT?
So, and he's so young.
He's very young.
And, yeah, I think he needs to really refine him, his moves
like
a little
his
more.
His gimmick is perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. He's all personality right now. Like, that's spot on. But
yeah.
I think his, like, techniques
and he can
stuff.
Sell shit, like,
really good.
Yeah.
He made Ciampa look even better, which I'm like, wow. Ciampa's already great.
He's another one, though, like, where I don't want him to get called up because they'd have to change his gimmick if he got called up to appease, like, the masses.
Sure.
Or, like, for it to be, like, there. But they always keep talking about maybe making NXT its own thing.
Which would change everything.
Right, where they build up big stars on NXT.
Yeah.
And that's just where the big stars hang out, and it's like a third brand.
Did you hear the recent rumor?
No.
That WWE, or I forget what Twitter account, teased Dana Brooke, The Bar, and someone else to be called back to NXT.
Hmm.
Did you see that? I forget what the thing.
I did not, but that would be great.
So, like, that's, like,
when you had said that to me before, you know, like, that's awesome, like, to put, like, names down there.
Right.
I just feel so bad for Cesaro.
Oh, Fandango, that's the...
Okay.
Yeah.
But Fandango would be great back down there since Tyler Breeze is
right.
back, and they both killed it
right.
down there.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, Tyler Breeze wasn't doing anything. They had him go down and fight a losing match to Ciampa, but he's over.
Right.
Like crazy.
Yeah, everyone loves him in NXT, and he's good.
Mm-hmm.
So
NXT has a couple advantages over the main roster. It's taped, one. So everybody's edited to look amazing. Although, whenever we get these live takeovers, everybody still looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also have the advantage of always being in front of the same crowd for the most time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same lifers sitting in those rows at Full Sail.
I
they
recognize
just
that one, like, old lady every time.
You love that lady. What's her
She's
name?
She's, like,
Ethel.
She just, like, yeah, sits there and, like, doesn't react to anything.
Is that the Mrs. Mom?
I don't know.
Does she look like a potato, too?
She's always there.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I think out of all the matches this is the one that could be the, like, the worst.
The Dream and Riddle?
Yeah.
Now, does Riddle losing's bad for him, I think.
I don't think he can lose.
Right. So, in that respect, are we all taking Riddle?
I don't want to.
Or, like, a screw job finish?
I think that, yeah. I am hoping for some kind of, like, yeah, DQ.
If Riddle wins, thing. It's a clean win. If Dream somehow holds onto the belt, it is not clean in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Because I could easily see them set up something else to move forward. I don't know what that would be. Maybe right. The Undisputed Era gets involved since they're talking about having all the belts. That would make sense if Cole ends up winning the title that night as well. So there's a couple options, but I don't know. I feel like somebody's going to get lost in the sauce at some point here. So
yeah. Okay, I have to take Riddle, even though I want Dream to hold on to it, just because he's so good.
Right. And you're taking Riddle, Olivia?
Dream on some kind of, yeah, disqualification.
I'm going to take Dream as well. I think he's going to win clean. I'm going to go out on the rim, on a limb and say, I'm going to go on a rim. Frank, you fuck Miller. I've been doing this how long now? we don't have the benefit of NXT. I'm not going to edit this. I just think Dream losing the belt so quickly. I don't want him to be transitional in this way. Right. So I want him to hold it, and I don't care how they figure that out.
Okay. So I guess we'll move over to the Women's Championship, which is a fatal four-way. Yeah. Of Bianca Belair, Io Shirai, Kairi Sane, and Shayna Baszler. So, Olivia, why don't you start us off on this one?
Well, it's going to be interesting because it's like Kairi Sane and Io are like best friends. So you're going to probably see those two work together somehow, and it's going to be interesting how they go against each other. And then you just have like Bianca Belair that will just probably like lift both of those two at the same time because she's so like, she's a freaking beast.
She is a beast. She's great.
And, you know, Shayna's just probably, you know, you're going to expect, like, her other two...
I hate them.
Her other two wenches to come out and do something screwy.
The wenches.
So.
I hate them so much I can't bother to know their names.
You're right, exactly.
I mean, I know them, but I won't use them.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think... Doing like a DQ win with that again.
Four way, right? There's,
I think there's no DQ.
There's no DQ. Okay.
So they could show up.
They could
and just look awful screw as they walked around.
The everything, like Kyrie's win or whatever, and make the audience upset again.
So who you take? But, what do you think with all that?
I don't know. I always thought like they should have kept going with like Bianca's, you know, undefeated, you know, streak. I thought they should have like kept going with that, just cause like she is really good.
She is.
I don't know. I'm rooting for Bianca, I think, but I know something screwy is gonna happen. So who knows? Maybe she'll, like, almost win again and
maybe not win.
One of the cool things we could get is usually when there's, like, the friends in a match like this, where Bianca and Shayna will both be, like, tossed out of the ring or whatever or end up outside, and those two will have to go at it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, like...
The friendly competition.
Yeah, which is always so much cooler to watch. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, like, the best thing that happens.
Often. Yeah. So what do you think?
I think Shayna needs to keep the belt.
Yeah.
I think she starts to, like, lose what like her mystique if she loses it.
Okay. So who are you going to take?
I'm taking Shayna. But because I want her to, like, show up on, like, SmackDown with the belt and challenge for the SmackDown title while she's holding the NXT title.
Interesting.
Because that's, like, a total heel thing to do, too.
It is. I'm going Bianca Belair. And the reason I'm picking her is I think Shayna will get called up, but without the belt. So I agree with you almost on that. I could see Io Shirai and Kairi Sane being a tag team, maybe challenging Bayley and
Sasha,
the boss.
Yeah.
I could see that being a thing. So I feel like everybody would have something to do. So I think the best move is to give it to Bianca Belair, almost as a reward for, like, hey, we screwed up your undefeated streak.
Yeah.
And I think she's the most interesting character. I think she's the most over between them. I love Baszler. I think Baszler's great. And if Ronda Rousey isn't going to stick around, which is probable, I guess, I think Shayna Baszler...
You mean helpful?
Yeah, very hopeful. Baszler is amazing, and she's everything they needed in that gimmick. Who would have thought, you know, a few years ago that Baszler would be this good?
Right.
Yeah.
And she earned it, so... I'm taking Belair. I think it's time to swap things around.
Mm-hmm. So then we're going to go on to what could be the match of the weekend.
Yeah.
By a lot. The 2 out of 3 falls match of Gargano versus Adam Cole for the vacant title because Ciampa's hurt.
Right. This could easily be a Dave Meltzer 5-star match.
It could be a match of the year.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I've seen Adam Cole wrestle live. I've seen him do multiple matches in a night. I've seen him do long marathon matches. And, like, the guy can go. He doesn't get tired. It blew me away. I was so impressed with him.
And Gargano's in... And not
right.
too.
Yeah.
So.
Right. They have to split falls. It's almost like mandatory.
Which is fine.
You know, if Gargano... Let's say Gargano goes up and then the Undisputed Era cheats or something to give Cole his win. They have to be involved in some way. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. But to what extent?
Well, do you think the Era interferes to get Cole the first one and then it's like the underdog since... Gargano's face because he stopped Ciampa from turning on him.
It's so weird. It's weird. The
I would have liked to have gotten to see how that was going to finish out.
Right.
Because those two are great together.
They're fantastic. They're so good.
But I guess if we can't have it, this is an acceptable replacement.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I agree.
Does it really matter to either of you who wins?
No.
Not really. No.
Like, I'm happy with either one of them.
I think I want Gargano to win because I think Cole staying down there makes more sense a little longer. I want him to have the belt at the end of the year by next WrestleMania, wrestling calendar year. Mm-hmm. I want him to have all of them to have the belts like they claimed, but at the end of the year, not now. I don't want him to get the belt yet. I want him to kind of elude him.
Yeah.
And I think Gargano getting it before he eventually, because he'll get called up at some point. So him having it, I think, is a better move. And maybe he is the guy that puts Dream over at some point. Like, I don't know who he would really put over, but
right.
I think that's an option. So I kind of want Gargano to win.
I am also taking Gargano.
Yeah, I'll take Gargano as well.
But I'll be excited the whole way through the match because they'd have to really, really screw this up for it to be bad.
I even think if one of them got injured, it wouldn't screw it up.
No.
I think Cole would work through it.
I think both of them will work through it, and they'd know, one of they'd say, hey, this is what's hurt, and then they just know how to do the match.
Around it.
Around it, yeah. And it would still be better than everything else we may see for the whole weekend.
Yeah, I think that match is gonna... Do you think that's the match of the night? It's so tough.
I think it's the match of the weekend.
Wow. You might
probably
be right.
Probably.
You might be right. It's hard to beat a good storytellers in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the
and good coach. Workers. And yeah. Like they're just good at the whole... Everything. They're all, like, the total package when it comes to...
I wonder if Ciampa's able to come out and interfere in some way.
I know his Twitter been, like, had been putting stuff out, like, I'm back.
Hmm. Yeah. He's so good on Twitter. So good.
So, like, is he not as hurt as they thought?
He may have been just hurt enough to where he couldn't defend. Maybe his surgery went really well. I mean,
right.
It's neck surgery, so you gotta...
Well, you have to be careful with it, and I don't want him to get hurt, or,
right.
You know...
Right.
But... So then I guess we'll move on to WrestleMania
35.
So I guess before we talk about any of the matches, I'd like to bring up we're 2 weeks from Mania.
Yeah, we're recording this a little early.
And we have no idea who's fighting for the SmackDown heavyweight title.
Right. But we gotta assume it's Kofi, right?
At this point, why? Right? Like... I am so, like, disheartened and, like,
right.
Just, I hate the Mr. McMahon character now. It worked when he was, you know, what, 20 years ago when it started,
mm-hmm.
And it made more sense with, like, the era and everything, but it doesn't fit with what's going on now.
There's no motivation for him to do what he's doing.
No.
It's really weird.
Other than he wants to be on in the middle of it all.
Yeah. I have a feeling, like, they're going to make Kofi, like, do a match before they he can even, that same night, like before he can even, you know,
fight compete the for the New Day.
Well, then, oh, here we go. Well, that, exactly.
The thing I'd come up with is, well, what if this turns the New Day heel and they just destroy the whole roster?
Oh, my God. I'd love
no.
that. I would love that.
They'd never do it.
But that would be amazing. Like, they just go out and interfere in the tag match and murder the other four people that are out there. Hmm. And then, like, when security comes out, they just destroy security.
What they should do is destroy Shane McMahon. Just destroy Shane.
Just
take Shane.
Right. Just, they just go out and, like, destroy everyone.
I think the crowd would be into it, but I think ultimately it would get old.
Yeah, but, like, if for that time, it would be like, all right, this is what happened. It would be great in the moment.
Right.
But I see no way for them to shoehorn Kofi back into this.
It's so bad.
They're just, I don't know, they keep, I guess, generating heat and generating heat.
But it's like unnecessary. Right. Like all the motivation and everything lined up right for it naturally happened. Like, it's a shame Mustafa got hurt.
Yes.
And they picked a great person to replace him that can put on an awesome match with anyone.
I'm sure Daniel Bryan wants to fight Kofi. He knows that's a great match.
Right.
Yeah.
I did see a thing online that apparently Daniel's the reason why Mustafa got called from 205 Live to SmackDown.
Good.
That he's like, this kid is amazing. You need to push him. And he went to Vince and like berated Vince into calling Mustafa up and over and to like strap the rocket onto him like they were. Like, this is the kid to like, that's going to carry you. So I think that's awesome that
if Daniel has
that pull, and Mustafa didn't disappoint.
No.
But it sucks that he got hurt, but you have to sometimes change story.
Right.
He got hurt. Mm-hmm. Kofi killed it. Everyone loves Kofi because he's good.
Yeah.
And he's easy to get behind. And then they McMahoned it. I'm even tired of the whole Becky Lynch thing now.
Yeah, they've overdone that. It's very awful. Yeah. I will say, like, I think they need to, whatever the bad storytelling is, just get over yourselves, give Kofi the match, give him the win. At this point, I still want it. I don't care. I think if, let's say, God forbid, Kofi gets badly hurt and retires within a year, like, and he never gets his world title, like, they'll never hear the end of this.
Right.
Never.
Oh my God, yeah.
Could you imagine?
He's not getting any younger.
No, I mean, he's in great shape. He can probably go another 15 years, but
right.
To what level, I don't know.
And at that point, I would settle for even Kofi versus Mustafa later.
Well, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Like, yeah,
I mean, like it. Obviously, we're just sitting around a table. But like, if we can figure out how easy it is to do this stuff, why can't a team of writers figure out how easy it is to just do natural storytelling?
Gee, that is the question. Makes you wonder.
It's politics. Vince, I don't know.
It's a lot of McMahonisms because Triple H is in charge of NXT and that runs very smoothly.
Right.
So now I think people go a little crazy where they're like, McMahon needs to die for wrestling to get better. No, it's like,
he needs to do is just accept the fact that what he thinks is good does not fit with the current wrestling, what people want.
Right.
That's what he needs to accept, is that his ideas don't fit in the current wrestling environment.
I don't know if he'll ever get that, though. It's tough. I'm, like, not even pumped for this WrestleMania. I'll even admit it. Like, I don't care. I was trying to pump myself up this morning before I came over. I was watching highlights of WrestleMania 10, which has two of the greatest WrestleMania matches ever on it. The Shawn Michaels-Razor Ramon ladder match.
Right.
And the Owen Hart-Bret Hart match, which was the greatest. That's one of my favorite all-time matches. We're going to have to do a favorite list.
But honestly, out of all the matches on here, what are you excited for?
Hang on, list the matches.
Yeah. So we have Asuka versus To Be Determined.
No. That's sad. That's sad that there's no real setup.
No. Samoa Joe versus Mysterio for the United States Championship.
That'll be a good match.
The Battle Royale.
No. I know I'm picking for that.
AJ versus Randy.
Hopefully that's the match of the night. Hopefully.
That could be the match of the night, but like, God, they're wasting AJ.
Yeah.
Shane versus The Miz.
Ugh.
Kurt versus Baron.
Ugh.
Which apparently might be getting changed.
Even Kurt's upset. Rumors are Kurt doesn't.
Well, I don't think they were expecting everyone to be as revolted by that decision as they were.
I don't dislike Baron Corbin, but that shouldn't be his last match.
That should not be Kurt's last match.
He wanted someone more high profile.
Yeah, he wants AJ or something.
Or I think it should be Cena again.
I would love it to be Cena. That's how you shoehorn Cena in, and I'm cool with it.
Right, because that's where Cena started with Angle, and Angle beat Cena, and if Cena is Angle's last match and wins, that's fine.
Or pay the Undertaker to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, but could either of them carry a match? Because Kurt has looked exceptionally awful.
Yeah.
And it's sad because I know how good he was.
Yeah, he's too hurt.
It's
love and band-aids holding him together.
A shell of a shell of himself.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Gable couldn't even make him look good.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Apollo helped him out. Those Germans they just put on Apollo, where Apollo is backflipping over Kurt's head, were awesome. But that's because Apollo is a nut.
Yeah.
Like physically. Like, his abilities.
I didn't think he was really a nut.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I don't want to see Kurt versus Taker. That would just be two broken human beings, heavy breathing in the ring.
That's his gimmick, isn't it?
So then, I guess if we'll keep going on this, we have Triple H versus Batista.
That might be fun. It doesn't do anything. It's just a special match.
It was just Batista shouting, give me what I want.
Give me what I want.
And then we've got Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese, which I'm sure
it'll
be
that'll
fine,
be amazing.
But yep. I don't watch the cruiserweights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronda, Becky, Charlotte. I was excited for that a month and a half ago, but now I don't care.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the match where everyone's most excited about, Brock versus Seth.
Where Brock wins somehow. Yeah. Yeah, none of this is exciting at all. This sounds like a really bad Survivor Series or SummerSlam.
This could be Backlash.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad. That is sad. Oof.
I mean, I know we don't have the SmackDown titles, but that'll probably be on the pre-show.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have the Raw tag team titles, and that'll probably be on the pre-show, since they hate the Revival. They're the champions?
Yeah, yeah. Top guys, out.
So, I know on SmackDown this week, we should find out who Asuka's opponent is, whether it be Mandy or Sonya, or Carmella, or... No.
I don't know.
The Usos' wife.
Naomi.
You
had it. You had it, buddy.
I was heading towards Natalie, and I knew that was wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we have the SmackDown women, the women's tag Battle titles.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be the injury play, or the injurers.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Phoenix and Natty.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. She's coming back.
Why not?
She talked about them bringing back the dragon, but her name's Beth Phoenix, and mythology-wise...
Mythical creature Phoenix?
Yeah. Phoenix's rise from the ashes.
Like a dragon?
Yeah.
All right. Since we determined that this is the best Backlash ever, that's probably not even true.
So who do you want to see Asuka face between Naomi, Carmella, Sonya Deville, and Mandy Rose?
For a good match? Sonya. Who it's actually going to be? Probably Mandy.
Yeah, I like Sonya.
I like Sonya.
Sonya would be my pick.
Yeah.
Because I think she's earned it at this point to at least get the shot. Whether she wins or not, it doesn't really matter to me.
No.
But I think she's earned it. I like her because she's local to us.
Shamong native.
Shamong. I would like to see it be her, but it will probably be Mandy Rose.
It'll probably be Mandy.
Yep.
So we're all in agreement that we wish it was Sonya.
Yes.
It'll probably be Mandy. And then is Asuka retaining?
Mm.
Or does it not matter?
I think she will, because I think it doesn't matter. Although it could be Naomi, and Naomi could win. Because you don't want the Usos to go to AEW. All the politics, people, behind the scenes is ruining this WrestleMania as well.
Yeah.
Because AEW started signing people, and they're definitely scared. for sure. AEW is going to be a real contender. Wrestling's going to get good again because it's going to have to.
Yep.
Then we've got the Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio with Rey Mysterio's son at ringside.
Oh, good.
He's going to get choked out.
He was like 1 foot taller than his dad.
I thought he was Eddie Guerrero's son.
Dominic on a pole match.
Oh, it can't be worse than Judy Bagwell on a pole match. This match will be good. Do they shoehorn Andrade Cien Almas into this?
So he's just Andrade.
No, he has three names. That man has three names. Andrade Cien Almas.
I didn't realize that Zelina Vega and Aleister Black just got married.
Did they? I didn't know that either. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. That's why he wasn't on Raw or SmackDown. They were on their honeymoon.
That's cool. I didn't even know they were together.
Neither did I.
Awesome.
That's a happy aside. Good for them.
Good for them. That's the winner of WrestleMania.
If either of them ever listen to this, we're happy for you two.
Yeah, good for you.
Dominic's going to be ringside.
He'll get involved.
And get choked out, probably.
Good.
And then they'll both, he and his dad will just both be there asleep in the center of the ring.
I guess the ultimate question here is, are you just going to have this ultimate face WrestleMania where Mysterio just wins, all the good guys win? Do you do that? Because Joe just got the belt.
I think he's one of those people that never wins.
And is still great.
Is still great, but you know he's never going to win. I think it would be surprising if he won.
It's amazing to me how far he slipped back down the card, even though he is a champ right now.
Right.
Like, he beat AJ Styles in a screwy finish, and they never gave him that push again.
Right.
That went on too long, too. But,
yeah.
Why didn't he get the belt then? That was the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So, who are you taking, Olivia?
Mm. I like Rey Mysterio, just because he's a living legend at this point, but a loss won't hurt him, so I'm taking Joe.
I'm taking Joe also, but a loss doesn't hurt either of them.
Right.
Rey can lose forever, and you can always envision him being in the big title picture, any title picture, forever going forward.
Yeah.
Same with Joe. It doesn't matter.
You're right. I think I'm going to take Rey just because I think they'll do some screwy thing where, Dominic knows how to do a Hurricanrana. That's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind.
So we got the Battle Royale. I have no idea who's in it.
Right. Everybody who is not in anything else. I guess who's your dream winner? I know who I'm going to pick.
I don't know.
Who would benefit? Let's pretend this Battle Royal, A, matters, and B, will push you somewhere. Who do you want to win it? All right. I know who I want. I want them to bring Sami Zayn back here and have Sami Zayn win.
Okay.
This is also, the perfect opportunity for, what's his name to come back?
Good old what's
his Lantern name? Smokey.
Oh, Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt.
Come Lantern back. Lantern Smokey.
That's his new name.
Good old Lantern Smokey.
That would make sense.
Lantern Smokey Rotundo. He's my favorite.
Probably Harper could come back.
I love Luke Harper. I love him. He needs to come back and gator roll the whole Battle Royal.
But we all know it doesn't matter who wins.
And
But pretend it does.
So the Hardys come out together. But that's whatever.
Version 1? Question mark.
Yes.
This is the hottest
thing. That's whatever.
Wrestling.
And then they're kind of appeasing the 90s kids like me.
Which is fine to a point, but.
I mean, if you watched wrestling and then, that era of wrestling, you always get excited when they come running out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I popped like a child. When their music hit at that Mania when they came back.
Because it was so unclear if they were legally allowed to be there.
Right.
At that point. Because they had wrestled the night before in Ring of Honor. They wrestled the Young Bucks in a ladder match.
Right.
I don't know if they can even... If they'll even move to be there.
Yeah. We watched it together, right?
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
We were both blown away that they were there.
Yeah, it was great.
And then I wasn't upset that they won the belts.
No. No, definitely. And you have a great storyline, no one could have prepared for them, and they won. You have this deniability story-wise moving forward.
You have these legends
Yep.
that have done it all. and you're not ready for them. It, right, it's just easy.
I like Matt Hardy version 2, anyways. Mattitude.
Does that, is that a different finger?
That's totally different. Cliff is doing the shocker to people at home.
Wasn't that for the version 1 symbol, though?
Yeah, basically.
So you're picking...
I'm picking Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn to come back and win.
I think it's a good time
you're
to
picking
that.
The Smoky Lantern.
Yep, Smoky Lantern Rotunda.
No, I think he's coming back.
Okay.
He's going to be a surprise Battle Royale entrant.
Yeah, but I don't think you can have somebody like that come back and then not win. I think only one person comes back in it. Well, it would have been better to have like him show up at the Rumble, because then you can have a surprise return and lose, and it's fine.
I completely agree with you, but yeah.
But this is the, you know, WWE we live in today.
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think...
Bruce Pritchard.
Whoa.
I don't really know who's going to be in it.
Everyone. Apollo Crews.
He would be a good one.
The Big right. Show. Mark Henry. I'm trying to think who wrestles once a year. The Undertaker. Kane.
Yeah.
Titus World Slide. Shaq.
The dancer, No Way Jose.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
You know, what would it be great if they just picked somebody completely unknown, like one of the Ascension wins? like, why not?
What?
Connor wins the Battle Royal.
Why not? They were both great in NXT. Why not? They're glorified jobbers now. I don't get it.
I think we've gone on too
I don't know.
About this nonsense.
Honestly, and it doesn't really matter.
Like, it matters so little, I don't want to pick.
It's like... I don't even know who they're going to push.
So
neither do they.
Yeah.
AJ versus Randy.
Oh, sorry. Let's go back.
Rewind.
EC3 is going to come out, and they're actually going to do something with him.
No, he's in the doghouse. They don't like him right now.
What?
No?
Yeah, apparently he did something backstage that upset someone. That's why he doesn't get to talk.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Never mind.
Well, they could
forgive
him by
Mania.
So Styles versus Orton. It could be a good match.
It could be a good match.
It'll be a safe match.
Yeah.
Neither of them will get hurt.
Yeah. It could be a good match. I think Styles will win.
Yes.
Orton can just lose for days and it doesn't matter.
Do they have Orton win, though, since they brought up, like, he's built for WWE, and AJ isn't?
And AJ is kind of a legend, in a way. He could legend kill him. They could go back to that whole thing.
Yeah.
If they want to make him the legend killer, I would say yes. But if they just want safe Randy Orton, no. AJ should win.
I think AJ should win. That doesn't mean anything.
I think AJ should not be wrestling at WrestleMania against Randy Orton if Orton's not the champion.
In a nothing match?
In a nothing match. Has he had a good match at WrestleMania? Like, he wrestled Shane? Like, what? Why is Shane even here?
Because he's the best in the world.
He's the worst in the world.
He's the best at
Which
sweating.
Which world?
He's the best at sweating.
He's very good at sweating because he's old. He's wrestling old. He shouldn't be doing this.
So, you're taking AJ?
I'm taking AJ, because I hope.
I'm taking Orton, because he's the chosen one in WWE.
Orton.
Mm. Ooh, Shane versus The Miz, with probably the potato at ringside.
The Miz has to win this, right?
Right.
So, Shane's winning. Got it.
Yeah, Shane
so
will win.
So, that means, Shane's winning.
His dad will turn heel.
And hit like a wicked shooting star press.
Yeah, the potato press. And then he'll the potato pancake.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll become an honorary McMahon.
Yeah.
That would be awful, and why not?
The Miz has to win. And then Shane needs to never wrestle ever again.
Why on earth is The Miz not fighting Daniel Bryan? Why did we abandon that completely?
Yeah.
It was the hottest thing ever.
And now Daniel's in a we don't know what, while he's holding the belt.
And we shouldn't, 2 weeks removed.
Right.
Or two. It's ridiculous.
Olivia, Shane or Miz?
Shane.
Okay.
The no hole. Oh, wait. Kurt Angle versus maybe Baron Corbin?
I don't care who he fights. I think Angle will lose. Because I think Angle will do the classic wrestling thing of go out on your back. So I think whoever they shoehorn in, I don't think it'll be Baron Corbin. I think whoever they give him will beat him and they'll hug and that's it.
So this just popped into my head. Uh-huh. So Angle comes out first.
Yeah.
Big thing.
You suck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baron's music hits. Cena runs out and just murders him.
Why not?
Like through the, like F.
Yeah. End it the way you started.
Yeah. Oh, like on, through a table, him. Off the whole stage, whatever. Corbin's dead.
Yeah, ruthless aggression.
Yeah.
Callback, I like
Cena
it.
Cena runs down. They have, like, a two-minute match.
Mm-hmm.
And Cena mouths, I love you, and hits him with the lightning fist for the pin.
First of all, fuck that.
God. He does the Shawn Michaels to Ric Flair.
No, don't make me think of a good moment, because that's one of the best moments. Let's just... You're right.
Instead of Cena shouting, comes out, instead of shouting, Cena he just lightning. Goes with the hands up and crossed. I love you, and then gently punches Kurt because that's all Kurt can really take anymore.
Sure, yeah, yeah, the heart punch. Yeah, I think Kurt will lose regardless. I think it's that classic wrestler goes out on his back, putting somebody over.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be Baron Corbin, is my prediction. So, what do you think, Olivia? Same thing. Kurt goes down.
Yeah.
Because we have too many good guy feel good moments as mm-hmm. it is, too many good guy wins.
But it could be like a still feel good moment,
and he loses.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
So then we got the no holds barred match between Triple H and Batista.
I think this will actually be good
if Triple H doesn't get hurt.
Sure.
During the match.
Sure. I think it'll be good though. I think it's the breath of fresh air. Which is weird to even say because it's a nothing match, but that's kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you're giving every year you give us some weird match that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, and this one actually would be entertaining. I gotta believe Batista wins.
Right? Does Triple H, you know, not Triple H Batista?
I feel like he won't. I feel like he'll give Batista the win because I think he wants good. You know,
he's learned that maybe the things he did 15 years ago weren't what was best for business.
I mean, it ultimately was because it put him in power, and now he's good for business. So, mm-hmm. It's all semantics. I think he'll put over Batista. And I think, you know, they'll get over themselves, storyline-wise, mm-hmm. and Evolution will go into the Hall of Fame or yeah. whatever. So,
I'm thinking Batista also.
Okay.
In probably like a 10 or 15 minute long match.
No, I don't think so. I think you're wrong. I think that match goes on forever.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's no holds barred. I think it goes all over the arena.
I don't think they're going to go that far. I think the longer match will be the AJ Styles-Randy Orton match.
I think they're all going to be long, because don't you know WrestleMania is a half-a-day event?
It is like 7 hours this year.
Are they doing the Women's Battle Royal still?
It's not listed on this Wikipedia page.
Mm. Mm. Should we pretend they are, or does it also not matter?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, no.
I still
Lana
think...
wins.
Oh. Maybe. Maybe. Because she lost her chance to be in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm begging you, WWE, bring in Victoria. This is your last chance. Bring her in for that and have her win. Call it a day.
So, Olivia, Triple H or Batista?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess Batista. I don't see what Triple H has to gain by winning.
Well, that never mattered.
Yeah, I've
already
really
beat Sting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Poor Sting.
God.
He had only had to defeat the entire WWE roster. Then we got Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. This match will probably be good.
Yes, definitely.
I'm taking Buddy Murphy because there's no reason for him to lose the belt.
I don't watch 205 Live, but I don't know. From what I've seen, like, Buddy Murphy's just in every pay-per-view.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy's
match.
Great.
So.
He's the workhorse. I think they will give it to Tony Nese, though.
All right.
So I'm going to take Tony Nese.
No idea who Tony Nese is.
He's a big cruiserweight. He's jacked.
Oh. Is he like an Apollo Crews
but
type
he doesn't have to get weighed like Buddy Murphy does.
Mm.
Because that's part of Buddy Murphy's
I mean,
gimmick,
that
is that he's too
weight.
Big to be in 205 Live, so he has to get weighed in.
That's funny.
Who am I thinking of? I don't know. But,
he's a big dude, though. He's pretty jacked for a cruiserweight. All
right.
So, Ronda versus Becky versus the chosen one, Charlotte Flair. As stated before, my interest in this match has been demolished.
And this could have been, it still could be, a very good match.
I'm sure the match will be fine, but I just don't care anymore.
What's the over-under on Ronda just going off script and just, like, slaughtering people?
I think they're paying her too much money to do that.
I don't think she's smart, though. She doesn't act very smart.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, acts like it doesn't matter.
You can tell,
I think if she actually hurt somebody, like, on purpose, I think the locker room would empty out, and it would just be a brawl. No lie.
I think she's having a hard time realizing that this is scripted.
Right.
And is not handling the fact that the crowd isn't a big fan of hers.
Right.
And
which is what she's supposed to have happened.
And the fake and the fake Twitter war.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually getting to her as a person.
Right. Although that whole armbar thing was the funniest thing.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh my god. So good. None of this matters. I guess everybody assumes Becky.
So they're putting it on Charlotte.
Yeah, I almost feel that way.
Right.
I almost feel that way. That is just going to go to Charlotte.
Woo.
Like, I'm still going to take Becky. I'm going to hope that they do it right.
I want Becky to win.
Yeah.
But, like, at this point, like, they've ruined the feud.
Yeah, they've ruined everything. Kofi's going to win.
Because it was so great. Like, her, like, when she had her face broken, standing up there with, like, just the blood on her face, like, triumphant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. That was the perfect injury to happen.
Yeah.
With the whole, like, the knee thing for the last 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, they should have started this whole build later.
If they were gonna do this nonsense, yes, it should not have gone on for this long.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be a very terrible WrestleMania.
She
I know this isn't making anybody want to listen to this, but
she shouldn't have apologized to Steph and Triple H.
Mm.
They should have just let her go on full Triple H, not Triple H, Stone Cold.
Stone Cold!
And just, like,
Stone Cold!
Fuck the authority.
Right. Could she come out to his music? That would just be amazing.
Fight into a bolt, Budweiser. Just
bite through the can.
Bloody her face up again.
She's just, like, carving her face.
Well, who are you taking?
Oh my god. I'm trying to think of, like, what scenario could, like, Ronda win, and, like, that would make sense.
None.
So, yeah, that's a good, like, possibility, then.
If Ronda wins,
Ronda armbars Becky, because that's the worst possible outcome.
Right.
Like, maybe,
while she's in the figure four,
Shayna Baszler comes out and, like, challenges Ronda or something. That'd be crazy.
If Shayna Baszler came out and turned on Ronda, that'd be great in some way. Even with the other two lapdogs behind her.
But they fell off the stage walking
there. Right, right. They broke all their hips, all their knees, all their toes. I really want them to break.
So did you pick someone?
You picking Ronda?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow.
Just because...
I mean...
No, your logic is sound. It makes no sense, so therefore it is.
Yeah. And then we got the best match of the night that we know of so far. Brock versus Seth, where Brock retains because fuck the people that watch wrestling.
Is that your pick?
I think Brock's going to hold on to the belt. Not that I want that. I hate Brock.
Right, and then Brock.
Hate him.
It's funny because I agree with you. I think Brock is going to win and then drop it to, like, Roman the next night on Raw or something. I think they're going to do that shenanigans.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right. Roman still has to have a... He's probably going to face, like, Drew on Mania.
Right.
For a match.
Which is fine, and Roman should win, and Drew will be fine with that. Maybe Dean will come out and interfere kind of thing. Or Dean goes his way. I like that they mentioned he didn't resign. Like, they mentioned that.
But that makes me think more that it's a work because of how much they were saying it.
Maybe.
They really were ramming
it home.
But
then again, he is a top guy. They were teasing the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing before he was deciding. So even if he is leaving, they do have to mention it a lot because he's in a high profile.
Yeah, but they really were hammering it home. Like, what if he shows up on Raw the next night?
Maybe he would.
And he resigned.
I mean, he could even sign for, like, a one-month deal. Like, hey, this, let's just extend this for a second.
This big, long, ridiculous contract.
Mm-hmm. Look, wrestling's terrible right now in WWE.
But it doesn't need story-wise. And I know we've said that a lot. In this and in previous ones. It does not need to be like that.
I feel this is going to be one of the worst WrestleManias in a long time. I hope I'm wrong. I'm sure there'll be a couple good matches, and it's like, hey, instead of watching 7 hours of WrestleMania, maybe just watch an hour of these three or four matches and call it a day. Like, that's probably what's going to be. I really think AEW forming and being a thing this coming year is going to be huge for the wrestling business, and everyone
will have to get there. But right now, it's so bad for it, because it's making WWE just sign everyone and do nothing with them.
And that will ultimately be bad for WWE. So AEW will come out even stronger, and that'll be good. If you don't know what AEW is, if you don't follow wrestling outside of WWE, it's basically Cody Rhodes is starting a business, a new wrestling company to rival WWE.
And his backers have way more money than Vince does.
Oh, yes. It's going to be great. That's where Dean Ambrose will go if he leaves. That's where Ty Dillinger will probably be, and he'll get pushed to the moon. Somebody asked him on Twitter, can you still do your Perfect 10 gimmick? And he said he could.
And that's where, like, if the Usos leave, they'll go because they'd be great there.
That's why the Usos have the belt now.
That's why the Revival has the belt now.
Yeah. Free the Revival is referencing them wanting to leave to AEW. When you look at the politics side of wrestling, it really kills a lot of the fun.
Well, I mean, Hogan is arguably the reason why WCW is dead.
He's also arguably the reason politics are so damn important.
Right.
Oh, man. I mean, Hogan is a large part of it, but there's so many other factors.
I mean, don't like
Vince Russo was
did a lot of really dumb things, but like Hogan did not help.
No, absolutely not.
In any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Oh, wait, we've gone on top of it. Olivia, who are you picking, Brock or Seth?
Brock.
We're all taking Brock because it's not the right choice.
Correct. Who has the Money in the Bank? Did that already happen? I can't even remember.
Yeah, that was Braun. Had it.
Oh, right.
He was... the monster in the bank.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. If you guys made it to this point, congratulations.
Got speed.
But, you know...
Hi, Padre!
If you feel differently, let us know. If you think this is going to be the best WrestleMania ever, then we'd like to know why. Maybe get checked.
Only because of shock factor. Like, you'd think it'd be bad, but then it was so good because you thought it was going to be bad. Because
this really could have been, like, the perfect, like, just full-on like, babyface mania.
Like, sleeper mania.
Where Seth topples Brock, and Kofi topples Daniel, and Becky wins... and all of them are standing there holding the belts, and just everyone goes nuts because it's how it should have gone.
And I mean, they could still do that, but after 7 hours of wrestling, like...
Right.
God, I don't want to do things I like for 7 hours.
And they're talking about making it a two-day thing next year.
I almost don't mind that. 3 hours here, 3 hours there.
I don't think that's what it would be, though.
Oh, God. 7 hours here, 7 hours there, plus a takeover.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know about you guys. I'm probably going to watch TakeOver and then not watch WrestleMania Live. Unless we're going to get together and like make an event of it and watch it together. Like, I'm not
hurt. I don't have work the next day.
Oh, no. Wow. Then we're probably going to do it, aren't we?
Yeah, because that day we're going to that Friday. I officially start vacation. We're going to a whiskey tasting event.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about that. That looks good.
And then Mania is on Sunday and we leave for vacation on Tuesday.
Nice. Well, maybe we'll watch it. We'll live tweet it if we do. But,
It'll probably just be a lot of, like, sad dog pictures.
Oh, that's a great idea. More Randy Orton, AJ. It's Vintage Orton. Vintage Orton is a DJ.
Find dogs that look like wrestlers.
Oh my god, that's a great idea. We will tweet out, regardless, we'll tweet out dogs that look like wrestlers. Great idea. All right, well, that's it. Thank you, everybody, for checking out our WrestleMania sad, sad podcast. And CapesandScoutsPodcast.com. Find us on the Twitters, all that happy stuff. Goodbye.